Archer, and welcome, a ginormous welcome, in fact, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I'm a huge fan of Mosaic Records, especially their limited edition box sets. I've had this particular one for over a year, but only just started to play it. And it's magic.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies, but a long-winded explanation of this particular Mosaic box set. It's entitled The Complete Dial Modern Jazz Sessions. Dial was a small independent record label which started just after the Second World War, as did many other independents, as the Big Three, Victor, Columbia, Decca, had all fallen out with the Union, the American Federation of Musicians, and were no longer recording. Dial signed an exclusive recording deal with Charlie Parker. Not a bad start. Bird recorded 34 songs for them over 7 sessions, but with many alternate takes, that makes it a serious catalogue of early Bird. This June 46 recording session was billed as Red Norvo and his Selected Sextet, and Red selected well. Red on vibes, Dizzy Gillespie trumpet, Charlie Bird Parker on alto, of course, Flip Phillips tenor, Teddy Wilson piano, Slam Stewart bass, J.C. Hurd drums. That was a Red Norvo compo, Slam Slam Blues. And here's another number from Dial. Yes, that couldn't be more different from the previous song, Love for Sale, the Cole Porter song, played as a piano solo by Errol Garner in June 47 in Hollywood. Errol recorded all 11 songs in under 3 hours, all whilst happily stoned on weed, most of them in single takes. Garner was still a week shy of his 23rd birthday. He was truly one of jazz's originals. I've so far only played 1 CD's worth of this Mosaic box set. There are 9 CDs in total. I'm sure we'll be delving into it several times over the coming weeks. It's Mosaic 260, by the way. If you like this period of jazz, buy it. Only Ellington can follow that. If you could only have two Ellington albums in your collection, heaven forbid, the companion Columbia LPs, or better still, CD reissues, as they have many alternate takes on them, anyway, of Piano in the Background and Piano in the Foreground, they would be serious contenders. The song we've just heard, being the full Ellington band, was obviously Piano in the Background. What Am I Here For? Is an underrated Ellington combo. It was in the band book, 42 to 46, and then disappeared until this June 1960 recording session. Soloists were Duke first on the piano intro, Booty Wood, plunger trombone, Ray Nance trumpet, Paul Gonzalez tenor. Let's have a vocal from Tierney Sutton.
Crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going. Such a lot of world to see. Desert road from Vegas to nowhere, someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing in a little cafe just around the bend. I am calling you. Baby's crying and I can't sleep, but we both know a change is coming, coming closer, sweet release.
And that's from the very latest Tieni Sutton album, recorded March and June 2018, but not released until earlier this year. Recorded at the Capitol Studios in Hollywood. It's called Screenplay. All songs from films, and we got two films and songs for the price of one there. Moon River from the 1961 film Breakfast at Tiffany's doesn't get you any points, but Calling You from the 87 film Baghdad Cafe certainly does. Christian Jacob, piano, Kevin Axe and Trey Henry, basses, Ray Brinker, drums and percussion. Always enjoyed Tieni Sutton's work. I'd say this album is her best to date. Strongly recommended. We're off not to Ronnie's, but Ronnie is playing. We'll be right back. Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek, and it's Feb 58 at the Dominion Theatre, Tottenham Court Road, just on the junction with Oxford Street. The Jazz Couriers, a punished take on Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, of course. Well, not a pun exactly, but certainly a nod of reverence to the great Messengers bands. Co-led by the two tenor giants of British jazz, Ronnie Scott and Tuppy Hayes. Tubbs also plays vibes on several numbers. Terry Shannon piano, Phil Bates bass and Bill Iden drums, all Londoners. And if that wasn't enough fun for you for that particular evening, top of the bill was the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul Desmond. Shame the recording engineer didn't capture their set as well. More Brits next. Pianist and leader Tim Lapthorne wrote that song, The Bark and the Bite. Appropriate title of the mo, as Matt, our lovely postman, has this week said he can no longer deliver the post to our house. As Abel, the small Romanian rescue street dog, has attacked him twice. Abel is part terrier and lots of other parts. But yes, the terrier part came to the fore, and he is a barker. Now I know he's also a biter. He comes rushing back to see me, pleased as punch. Dad, Dad, we're all safe now. I've attacked that man with the letters and parcels who comes every day, and he's run off. Duh. Shame you couldn't tell the postman from the recent burglars, Abel. Arnie Summergy bass, Stephen Keogh drums. The Bark and the Bite was recorded at Red Gables Studio in London, November 2005. The whole album recorded in a single afternoon, all unrehearsed songs as well. Another vocal following the vocalist's trumpet solo. That's a hint. ¶¶
be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another? Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another?
There will never be another you, and if you didn't recognise the trumpet player, then I'm sure a few seconds of the vocal will have told you it was Chet Baker, recorded yet again at the Capitol Studios in Hollywood, Feb 54 in this case. The resultant Capitol LP was called, you guessed it, Chet Baker Sings. Russ Freeman piano, Carson Smith bass, Bob Neal drums. Here's something from Greg Wrighton's latest album. Thank you. Recorded in LA, September 2018, this is Greg Wrighton's latest album, West 60th. The trio, Wrighton Piano, Jack Darrow Bass and Dean Kober Drums, have been together for over 20 years, so the album has a professional integrated feel rather than one of dramatic improvisation, but it's not the worse for that. Of the 11 songs, 8 are Wrighton originals. However, I chose their interpretation of Vibes Man, Bobby Hutcherson's When You Are Near, lovely. But now compare and contrast that with this next song, Meltdown. Thank you. Meltdown was written by the leader of this May 2001 Brooklyn, New York recording session for Crisscross Jazz. And the leader was Ralph Bowen, who plays tenor and was greatly inspired by John Coltrane. And that came through on Meltdown. John Swan, a trumpet, Sam Yal, Hammond B3, Peter Bernstein, guitar, Brian Blade, drums, and each gets their time to solo. Hey, it's the glory of love. I think that glorious music spoke for itself, really. The old blues favourite, Glory of Love, from Lou Donaldson's Rudy Van Gelder April 61 recorded session, which produced the Blue Note LP Gravy Train. A slight surprise that Lou played that song so straight, as he's normally very bluesy. But it is also worth remembering that 61 was still pretty much in the heyday of the jukebox era, and many jazzers were cutting 45 RPM singles for the jukebox market, where, of course, they had to compete with the likes of Elvis, Buddy Holly, Everly's, Ricky Nelson, et al. And Lou did well in that market. Herman Foster was on piano, Ben Tucker bass, Dave Bailey drums, Alex Dorsey congas. One of our fave songs now, with lots of bass. Recorded in Paris in 61, Kurt Weill's Mack the Knife, as you well know. That prominent bass was played by Pierre Michelot, forever remembered for his important role in Jack Lussier's Play Bach series of LPs. Kenny Clute Clark was on drums, the leader and pianist being Maurice Vonder, who came from a long line of accordionists. Maurice's older brother, Freddie, an accordionist, of course, introed Maurice to jazz via a radio broadcast on Paris Radio of no less than Art Tatum. Great place to start. Another vocal.
It's 2:45. No one in the place but just you and me. Set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. So make it one for my baby. And one more for the road. Got the routine. Drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad. I hope you'll make the music kind of dream. For my baby. and one more for the road. You'd never know it, buddy, I'm a kind of poet. I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me till it's talked away. That's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting kinda anxious to close. Thanks for the beer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That love.
Say, you don't often get women singing that boozy Frank Sinatra favourite, One for My Baby, but a stunning version by little-known Noreen Tate, who specialised in torch songs, those of unrequited love. Noreen was also a very able pianist, but here that role goes to Isaac Royal. Al Hall is on bass, and the great Ellingtonian 30-year drummer Sonny Greer, recorded in New York City early 57. For the second week in a row, we're going to go out quietly, this week with Acoustic Alchemy, the twin acoustic guitars of Nick Webb and Greg Carmichael, who also co-wrote this song, No More Nachos, Por Favor, recorded in 89. As always, I really hope you've had fun and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.